Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460 here. How are you this morning?
It's Carl in the bot. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Somehow,
well, turn
the computer
it down because it's making a weird sound.
And did not do our little.
I'll be right back. I have to reboot this computer.
Okay.
Go back
but,
and reboot.
But we're
the
still
computer.
Live. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Hey, welcome. It's good morning to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebot, July 23rd. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. It's live. When it's live, little things can happen.
I know.
And we are streaming live.
We're here, though.
KCNR 1460.com at 7:06 in the morning. Gosh, what's the weather going to be, Dave?
Well, it's currently 71 in the downtown studios. Had scattered thunderstorms this morning. Temperatures around 92. Understand that there are some scattered showers on 5, so be careful with your slippery, you know, oil
roads,
on the
roads.
Yeah. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, by the way, with temperatures going down to 74. So the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and you're over there
with Anselmo Vineyards. You may know Anselmo Vineyards. There's a couple of things going on with them we're going to talk about later on, but 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards has has pizza night, of course, on Thursdays. Great food, great ambiance. The rest of the week.
Okay, so what's on the schedule for today?
The schedule today, of course, we have Reading City Councilwoman Francie Sullivan's
going
to join us today.
Great. It's been a while.
7:30, we got some physical fitness guys, but it's not just that. They're involved in the mud run. And a mud run is a specific kind of race that yours truly has been in before. And wait till you hear what kind of race it is. But the funds are going to go for Wounded Warriors. So it's a great thing they're doing. But we're also today going to be talking about for the first time in over two decades, a city board is meeting, the Board of Building Appeals, which is says in the charter they're supposed to have one, and the Board of Supervisors have ignored this until it was forced by Anselmo. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Chief Paletti. Chief Paletti's having a meeting on Wednesday, tomorrow.
That's for the city to
for
attend.
A big town hall meeting, and we're going to talk about just who exactly do the illegals favor, the illegal aliens favor. I'm not talking about the illegals from UFO.
Talking about the illegals favor as far as
a
politics
party. Yeah,
or
politics.
Presidential?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And we also have Bad Bob. Good morning there, Bad Bob. We'd be running around there like scuttling around
Yes, it's
not sure what we would have done if you weren't here.
A computer issue, and I think we have it resolved, but we'll find out in a few minutes.
Oh, okay.
And you know, the funny thing about this computer is that we've had this computer running nonstop for 5 years. The time that it does do a little hiccup,
plumbing in our house. Okay, Susan Eastman is with us this morning. She is our Wells Fargo market expert. Good morning, Susan. What is happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, stocks are fairly quiet this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 31 points at 15,576. The S&P 500 is up a point to 1697. And the NASDAQ Composite is off 7 points at 3,593. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 6 cents at $14.98, AMD down 6 cents at $3.84, General Electric off 2 cents at $24.84 per share. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 21 cents at $86.18, Pacific Gas and Electric off 8 cents at $45.04, AT&T down 4 pennies at $35.54. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.52%. For commodities, gold is down $5.30 an ounce at $1,332. Silver off 28 cents at 20. Crude oil down 77 cents, trading at $106 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We just love having our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday with the market update. They're here at 710, 810, and 905 right here. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561. Now, you know, the economy is getting a little better in some areas, and what should you do with your investments? Guys, I pulled them all out years ago. Go on down and talk to Susan or Kathy or Josh or Steve or Chris and then talk to them about investing. And you're going to find out that they have some really good ideas. All right. We're going to take a quick break, but first I want to start, I want to just put in your head that, Friday, July 26th at 11:45 at the, Northern California Veterans Museum out there on Meadowview Drive. They're having a tribute to fallen soldiers motorcycle ride that's coming from Washington State, and it's working its way down and then across America. But they're going to be here Friday at about 11:45, and they're going to be honoring our fallen soldiers. And here in town, of course, honoring U.S. Army's First Lieutenant Sean Jacobs, one of our very own that was killed in Afghanistan. There's going to be refreshments provided out there at no cost. Donations, of course, always welcome. That's going to be Friday at 11:45, the Northern California Veterans Museum. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we've just got a lot of things to talk about. And the first thing I'd like to talk about is the royal family and why. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m. or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive inside Espresso Joe's, where you get that perfect cup of java. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Join our friends at Tobacco and Brew. It's really a good hang. All right, you were talking about the royal family and why.
Okay, we're going to start taking sides here. The royal family, you know, they put people on major news organizations were camping out over there for a week about whether this woman is going to have the baby, which we all know she's going to have the baby. I mean, once you start and you get to that point, though, I think you have to have the baby. And then they're standing there with bated breath saying, oh, what is it? What is it? Boy, girl, They fly her in a special helicopter. She goes in there and she does what women have been doing for a million years. She has a baby. What's the big thing? Why are people so excited about this?
Well, I think the world, okay, now you remember in every place around the globe, there was a woman that captivated the hearts and minds of the world, and that was Princess Di. I don't think it was the Queen of Elizabeth.
We could argue
I think
that
it
one
was
too.
Princess Di. Yeah. I think okay. She was, for many people, an iconic kind of...
She epitomized royalty.
She epitomized royalty, except for, you know, some scandalous things, of course. But what she did do is she brought people into her personal life that made people feel like they were close to what it was like, perhaps, to be, you know, inside of something that isn't so unscathed or perfect. Or, you know, when you think of royalty and you look at you and you see the new Kate Middleton, she epitomizes glamour and grace, and there is never a wrinkle or a spot, and she's just perfectly coiffed, and people like to watch that. And I think that the reason that people around the world need and watch that is because it takes them out of all the other funk. There's a new life. It breathes hope. You know, it's something to watch that isn't smutty, that isn't killing and maiming, and, you know, your taxes are raising and things taken, rights
so
being taken
you're
away.
Saying, you're just, and then you're saying, if I'm sorry to interrupt, but what you're saying is.
Well, you did. Say what you're going to say.
What I was going to say is, so what you're saying, the whole thing is kind of like an event to take people's minds off what's happening to them.
That's right.
Okay. So the fact that there's, you know, economic turmoil, racial turmoil, ethnic turmoil, wars, and all this going on in the world, that people in countries like the United States and England and many other countries, it appears, just got wrapped up with the Duchess and the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. And he's third in line, this little baby boy is third in line but there's other people who said, well, why is there a king and queen in why is there a king and queen in England? It cost the people of England billions of dollars.
And I guess that's their choice.
But you're right. That's their choice. Do we need a king and queen?
Well, according to some people,
we have one, huh?
But I will say that, you know, along that subject line that, you know, one of the nice things about what was really, I thought, very graceful about this whole event is that the world, there were media from all over the world, social media, everything that was covering this, but the royal family managed to keep it a private affair. That's what makes it classy.
Okay. All right. You're right. And okay. I won't ever understand that, but I understand what you're saying, and I respect that. This is huge for the royal family. It's huge for England, and they are our very tight cousins. We are, what is it, a common people separated only by a common language. Anyway, okay, let's move on. Chief Paletti is going to have his third town meeting. It's going to be this Wednesday. It's going to be at the city council chambers. He's going to be talking about, of course, crime. Crime's gone down since the last town hall meeting. It's down overall. The fact that we rose in car theft during the last, I guess, 6 months or something. But overall, crime is down, which is good because we need to get our hands around it and our arms around it, because they're getting ready to release 10,000 more prisoners under AB 109. We need to get our arms around it. We need to have our elected officials say, what's your priority? And it's not enough to give crocodile tears to, public safety. You need to do something about it then. If that's your number one priority is public safety, do something about it. You may not water some of the parks. You may not do some of those things. There may be a couple other things that drop off. What are the priorities? And this is for county too. What are the priorities in for our elected leaders there? Public safety, infrastructure, what comes after that? Well, that's there's not a lot of money out there, you know, the disposable money that you can use, because a lot of it you have to use certain ways. But I think there ought to be a well thought out plan, and that everybody should know about it. This is where we're spending our money. If it takes an hour to get a sheriff out there, then why don't we hire more sheriff's deputies? If it takes, if there's certain areas that has crime and we need to upgrade our software system or our IT system to be able to do the job with less officers, then why don't we do that? These are just things that you need to start asking your elected officials. We got to take a quick break here. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This summer, discover musical theater and the best 50s and 60s rock and roll at Shasta College. Leader of the pack, the Ellie Greenwich Musical will run Thursdays through Sundays from July 11th through the 27th. Greenwich shaped the sound of the bebop generation. Reminisce with 24 Motown hits from the era of Beehives and 45s. Doo-wop classics such as Be My Baby, Chapel of Love, Leader of the Pack, and Do Ron Ron are just a few of the great songs. For more information, visit ShastaCollege.edu/theater.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 4,000 happy customers. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated. All of that with Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. All right. For the first time in over two decades, there's going to be a meeting of the Board of Building Appeals for Shasta County. First time in over two decades. Why? Because R.C. Anselmo and Anselmo Vineyards has requested, he's been requesting it for years. And they finally, by order, you know, the judge got into it and said they had to have it. So they are. This is a five-person board that listens to appeals by people after a decision's been made by the bureaucrats in the resource management division. Before, it would just go to the board of supervisors and just lay there, I guess. Anyway, It's supposed to be made up of five people. They can only find three people to be on the board, which is interesting. So the meeting is going to be this Friday at 9 a.m. in the Board of Supervisor Chambers. And it is going to address the red tag that's been put on Anselmo's private chapel, not a chapel that's used by anybody but his family or invited guest. But to prevent him, this red tag is to prevent him from using it for his own private religious services. Now, let's make that clear. It's not a moneymaker. He has spent so much money. Anybody's been out there, even the attorneys and the engineers from the other side have looked at it and said, this thing is absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I heard him say it. But this is for his own private use. He has, there's priests and there's nuns and there's clergymen from all over the world that come through and will spend a week or 2 weeks out at a retreat located on the Anselmo Vineyards. And they hold mass there. It's not open to the public. You don't even know about it. I don't know about it. It's for Anselmo. So anyway, this Friday at 9 a.m. in the Board of Supervisors chambers, you're going to see a first. This thing hasn't been for over 20 years. A meeting of the Board of Building Appeals. So I think we should all be there. We should be there just to see what's going to happen. Now, I'd like to see what's going to happen.
Do you know when that is again? Can you?
It's going to be Friday, this Friday. At 9 o'clock in the Board of Supervisors chambers right here on Court Street. So I urge everybody that's listening to this to go there. If nothing else is to see history, All right.
Terry, let's go to the phone.
Okay, Terry.
Good morning, Terry. You're live.
Hey, you two. How you doing?
We're great.
We're peachy.
Hey, this whole thing just really reeks. But anyway, in the paper today, Glenda Tracy, the chief deputy officer of the Board of Supervisors, said that she's not sure when the board met before or when this board has met. What she did say is that in the 16 years she's been there, that they haven't met. My question is, do you guys know if this board is being paid?
No, I don't know if it's being paid.
I
don't know
if
it's volunteers.
But if it's a board that's supposed to convene, and is there any compensation that's gone to these folks?
Oh, no. You know what?
For the last 20 years or so?
This is what I understand, Terry, is that this board had not been convened for over 20 years. And, well, you know what? Maybe that's a good question. Were they being poured?
Or was this a volunteer? If they're on call or whatever the case may be, and apparently it is a quote-unquote board. It's not selected. It's not a TAC group. It's not anything like that. It's a board. So is this board, I'd like somebody from the county maybe to call and give us the answer to that. Is this board, and has it been being paid, whether it's, no matter what it is, have they been paid to perform this function, which they haven't performed in 16 years, according to this one particular person? Are they being paid? Or is more of our taxpayer money going to this? It seems like the more you peel back this onion, the more you see where all this money is going. I mean,
I tell you what, Terry, I don't know that answer, but that's a good one. We can ask them that, and we can give a call over there to find out. But, the bottom on this one, too, is that this may be something because they haven't called it in so long. This is why they could only get three people to show up, is that they had to go out and find them, and they could only find three people that volunteered to do this.
True. Like I said, I don't really know.
But we need to find out.
The article is worded.
Yeah. We need to find out.
And the way her comment is expressed leads one to believe that there could be payment for this particular board. And I think that that's a yes or no question that we should, maybe we can get a yes or no out of them, huh, buddy?
Well, I think so. I think we should go, we're going to find out. We'll find out today. They're having a Board of Supervisors meeting today.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. There's nine things you should never say to your husband. What are they?
Okay. Well, I pulled it up. We only have a minute. So
okay. Well,
can't really elaborate on it. Okay. Number one. Yes, I had an orgasm.
That's the number one thing you
when
should
you
never.
Didn't.
When
don't
you
lie.
Didn't.
Lie. Don't lie, because he'll find out.
But if, you did, my gut. But if you did, should you like scream it to the heavens?
Two, you're just like your father. These are things you never say to your husband. He'll go on to say it's just a no-no. Number three, when are you going to find a new job?
Okay.
Okay. Number four, my mother warned me you'd do that. Number five, just leave it. I'll do it myself.
Yes, yes.
Six, you never fill in the blank. Seven, you really do think those pants are flattering? We're going to cover this when we get back. KCNR 1460, 8, 9, and 10 are on the way.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's
Real World? From the Fox Business Network, stocks are modestly higher following solid earnings from blue chip companies like DuPont and Travelers. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up almost 40 points. Meanwhile, consumer confidence around the world rose in the second quarter, with Indonesia remaining the most bullish consumer market. That's according to global information and insights company Nielsen's latest quarterly survey. Portugal remained the most pessimistic consumer market in the survey, which was taken before a political crisis in the country intensified. Hungary and Italy tied for the second most downbeat markets. And Taco Bell is planning to eliminate kids' meals and toys at all of its restaurants in the U.S. sometime around January of next year. The fast food chain says the future is not about kids' meals, but positioning the brand for millennials. According to the Federal Trade Commission, the industry sells more than 1 billion kids' meals each year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
In the mood for dinner tonight. How about a Jack's Grill world famous steak?
Excuse me, I need to interrupt here. Jack's Grill is on the hunt for any stories about the two early owners of Jack's Grill, Jack Young and Fats Wolf. If you have stories, bring it in to Jack's or email them and claim your Jack's reward. Rewards are offered at Jack's Grill's discretion and subject to change at Don's whim.
Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 75 years, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
You'll be dancing in the aisles this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Kids Unlimited Music and Dance Extravaganza at the Reading Civic. Support the talent of our local youth as they sing, dance, and act their way into your heart with some of the greatest music from the 90s. You'll think you're attending Broadway's smash hit of the season. Kids Unlimited, you've never seen anything like it. Kids Unlimited, changing our local children's lives in Reading for years to come. Tickets on sale now at ReadingCivic.com and proudly sponsored by Waterworks Park.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526, 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI is an organization focused on true personal protection, not just certification. The serious nature of using deadly force against an intruder or assailant demands experienced professional instruction. Get it right the first time by calling NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 or visit us on the web or our Facebook page for a listing of our summer classes. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 here at the home of Free Fire Radio.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. That's right. Redding Crown Motors serves all of the North State. Here, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. They take great pride in giving you great deals because you're their neighbors and anything that you could possibly want in cars, trucks, or SUVs. And their service department is second to none. Get you in there, get you out. Very reasonably priced, and they believe in safety. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue today and talk to them or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Our friends down at Crown Motors
and
right here in Redding.
We have scattered thunderstorms predicted today with temperatures reaching to 92. It's currently 73 in the downtown studios. Now, before we left for a break, I know that many of you are waiting with a bated breath. Is it called baited?
Yep, baited's pretty close.
Abated or baited?
Baited.
Okay, does
baited
that mean like a hook in the
that's
mouth?
It. Baited.
Okay, I wasn't sure. How do you
ready
spell that? Anyway, so we started off with
M-O-U-T-H.
And we have some special guests in the studios.
We'll get to them when we want to.
Two beautiful women and a very attractive man. So I was telling him we were talking about these things, and he said, could you please, so I'm going to start over. Nine things you should never say to your husband in case you were getting in and out of the car. And the first one, you know, don't cringe when I say this word because it's, you know, of course. In
because
the
first of all, it's unknown to a lot of people. Especially the men been married for over 30 years.
The number one thing you don't say to your husband, yes, I had an orgasm when you didn't. Number two, you're just like your father. Number three.
See, I wouldn't mind that.
When are you going to find a new job? Number four, my mother warned me you'd do this. Number five, just leave it and I'll do it myself. Okay,
frankly, I like to hear
of a loaded dishwasher.
Frankly, I'd like to hear that more.
Sound familiar? How many people? I'll organize it my way. Number six, you always fill in the blank you never fill in the blank. Number seven, do you really think those pants are flattering? Oh, that's a bad one. Number eight, we're hanging out with him again? Okay, number nine. Please watch the kids, but don't do this. Take them there. Have them. Don't forget that. And number 10, for some reason, it's not on the list. I suppose we're supposed to make that up. Actually, it was like nine things that you weren't supposed
nine
to
things
do.
Right.
So is there a 10th? Can you think of something?
I can think of things that
a wife should never say to her husband.
I can think of things a wife would never say to her husband, no matter what her husband would like to hear. Anyway.
I can't say it on the air.
No, neither can I.
I'm really excited about this new event coming up. It's
the Volcano Mud Run.
Doesn't it?
Shasta Ski Park. And they're partnering up with Anytime Fitness. So in our studio today is Kelly Wakeland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jim Mullins. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Jim's turning all red.
Deanne is here. She said, I'm not going to talk, but I'm just pointing out that she's here in case anybody in her family was wondering where she was at.
So you guys are partnering up Anytime Fitness and the Mount Shasta Ski Park. Mm-hmm. And you are throwing on this event. I'm already seeing that you have, Twitter and Facebook, people that are really excited. How many people usually come to this event?
Last year in the event, I think we had about 265 competitors. This year, we're probably going to be close to 500.
Wow.
I think we're pre-registered already. We're getting close to 4. And the event's this Saturday, and there's normal walk-up traffic and late-minute registrants all the time.
Well, I hate to ask this question, but what is a volcano mud run?
Really?
There's no
give
like,
us a visual. Well,
there's not like swimming through lava, is there?
Oh, there's a swim-through part, but there's no lava, but basically, the lava part comes, Mount Shasta, the volcano. So that's the spin off the Volcano Mud Run. The Mount Shasta Ski Park is on the flanks of Mount Shasta. So when you're participating in this event, you're looking at the mountain the whole time, and the scenery is really nice. But what it does is we start at the base area. You're gonna have an elevation climb of about 700 feet total in the event as you head up towards the back of our property up the mountain. You're going to encounter some obstacles on your way. There'll be walls. There'll be mud pits. There'll be overs and unders through logs. There'll be a fencing that you have to go over. There'll be stuff you have to climb on shiv rails. And there's a lot of different obstacles involving tires and mud. And then when you get to the top, where our storage pond is for snowmaking during the winter, you'll come to where you have to do some either log rolling or some swimming or something to get across. And if you can't fulfill that, then you'll have to take the detour around. And then as you come back downhill, we got a big slide into a mud pit to finish up with, too, right down at the base area for the spectators to see. We've added some new things this year. We're going to have some live video feed coming off the mountain. So when you're at the base area and you're not participating, you could actually view it while it's up on the hill. That's going to be kind of neat.
Oh, wow.
That's the first thing for us this year.
Everybody likes watching people in agony.
This kind It's not like boot camp, right?
Well,
and, you know, goes run through the mud, up the hills, through the water, over the logs.
The mud runs. I don't know where they originated. I know that in the Marine Corps back at El Toro, back in the 70s and 80s, we had a mud run. And I know that in the early 90s, we put together a couple teams out of my unit to run. And the SEALs were coming in, and you had all different firemen, police, just people came in this run. And it wasn't anything like yours in the sense it sounds like all of the obstacles. We had a few obstacles, mainly it was a run, and then when you hit the mud, it was about 3/4 mile long, a large ditch that had water and mud, and you know, there were things in there that just defied description that were in that mud. And by the time you finished that, at the other end, there wasn't a spot on you that wasn't covered with a real thick mud. Went home that day and took my utilities off. There's certain things you had to do. You had to duct tape your boots on. You had to duct tape every pocket you had so it wouldn't fill up with mud. And at the end,
everybody's shaking their head.
I put my utility trousers. These are combat utility trousers, supposed to be out there to handle this stuff. Put them in a plastic bag, garbage bag. You take a shower right there, by the way, at the end of it, so you can get all this crap off. Anyway, and within a week, it had eaten holes through my.
Oh my gosh.
Through those utility trousers, the mud had.
Yeah, but this is a different kind of mud.
No, I'm sure this is a clean mud.
This is beautiful volcanic mud.
This is not the mud where it's right by the staff and CO club, and they would come out and urinate in the trench.
You spend fortunes on this volcanic mud for, you know, mud mask in your face and your body. Hey, when we come back, let's find out how a marriage of Anytime Fitness comes in, and I'm sure I'd love to hear about, you probably are giving classes, and a lot of people that are with Anytime Fitness have been training for, you know, I don't know how you trade for mud. I want to hear about that.
Okay.
Well, we come back from our messages here on KCNR 1460. We'll see you on the other side.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank everyone for your business. We just got another load of propane bottles in and a few more forklift tanks. So come by and fill up before the price goes up. We have ethanol-free 93, two-cycle oil, bulk oil in our container or yours. We have in Redding clear diesel and gasoline. The construction is done, so bring your boats and motorhomes in, and we'll take care of you. If you're thinking about an on-demand kerosene hot water heater, give Johnny a call, and he'll work you up an estimate. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to a real person and not a recorder. in Corning, Weaverville, and in Redding on Saturday, open till 3:30 at 273 and Wyndham Lane. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County with Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah! 71 degrees, going up to 98 today, and it's going to be a little humid, maybe a little water out there, so get ready.
Shout out to Jeff at Crackmaster, Redding Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. They are guaranteed to do what other shops don't offer. They're going to fix a crack or a small chip in your windshield up to 24 inches. I've taken my car in there before, and Jeff is an honest man. I will guarantee that. Located at 3208 Market Street in Redding. Give him a call, 241-8373. Our guest this morning, well, we've been talking about the mud run, and we've got the volcanic mud run along with Anytime Fitness. So would you please welcome to the show again Kelly and Jim to tell us about the Saturday. And Kelly, you're with Anytime Fitness, right?
Yes.
All right. So tell us what's been going on inside of Anytime Fitness to get ready to run through mud and that good stuff.
For the last 6 weeks, I've been increasing everyone's workout to prepare for this Saturday's run. So we started with 1 mile in a half an hour period, and within the mile, I broke it down into 0.2 miles with a few exercises, and then they go back to running for 0.2 miles, a few exercises to really simulate the actual mud run itself. So
you get over them and scream, "You're gonna die if you don't go better," and then you hit them with mud, and you splash water on them, and then you yell, "You're going to lay there in the mud, and you'll think I fall."
So Kelly,
you yell that.
No.
Okay.
So do you put weights around their ankles? I mean, how do you get really ready for the sinking of being in the mud?
You know, most people's core, yes, are not efficient, and they're not strengthened.
Right.
So that's really where I focus the most, is the running and the core strength. So as each week progresses, I change the exercises and make them a little bit more difficult, and I make the running a little longer. So now we're to the point where we're getting down to, you know, the most closest to the actual event itself.
Now, do you have a team?
We do. We have a team of 17 people that will be going up to the mountain on Saturday, and we'll be there to support each other. But most importantly, each person has their own personal goal to finish this event. I think besides myself and Deanne, there's one other person that's done a mud run. So everyone else, it's their first. So they're extremely excited, and I'm excited to help them train for their first one.
Are you going to have them link arms at the end and run across?
How long does it take?
See, in the mud run I was in, you had to finish with your team, and if they were laying there in the mud, gone, missing for a day or two, you couldn't finish.
Well, so there's three people, myself, Deanne, and I have one more person, Aaron, that we will actually be, you know, motivating and helping everyone on the gym team to really accomplish their own personal goals. So it's not about finishing as a team, but to support each other as we see each other out there. You know, if you're going to pass our team member, you know, we give each other the motivation and, you know, keep going. So that's really what it's about, not to finish as a group, but to support each other,
right,
in the field.
And how long does it take? Is it like an Ironman run? Is it an all-day deal? How long does it really take? Let's say an average person that's not, has never done it before. What ish are we looking at?
If you look at, it's a 5K, so it's roughly about 3 miles. If you time the amount of time it takes you to run the 3 miles, and I'm going to say give or take 30, 45 minutes with the obstacles, that's what you're probably looking at.
So you're looking at some people, because it's the altitude and you're going up and down hills, it's probably an hour. Most will probably run an hour,
think the
hour
quickest,
and 15. Probably.
The quickest time last year at our first one was 56 minutes.
Okay, so now you're looking at two hours for
so
some people.
How do you register again? You say you have some walk-ins. Again, it's this Saturday. It's the Volcanic Mud Run along with Anytime Fitness. Time and place. and how to, if somebody's listening now and they go, oh, I really like to do that, where do they go?
Well, first thing you do is go to skipark.com. Right on the front page banner, it's going to say Volcano Events. You click on that, it's going to take you to a place that tells about the mud run. Also, there's a link for active.com. That's our registration. They hold our registrations there. So you go to click on Active. You fill out. If you're creating a team, you can add to your team. Or if you're going to add to a team, if you want to be on somebody else's team, you can put yourself on that team. You can register as an individual, or you can form your whole new team. Okay? Then we'll have check-in on Saturday morning. We'll give everybody their packet with their T-shirt and their sponsor stuff and get them all set up. Our first wave will go out about 10. And we'll have waves of about 50 to 75 people going off every 10 minutes so we don't stack them up on the hill.
Love it.
Okay. We just don't want to put 500 people out there.
Right, right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'd love to find out more about, and we would love to find out, our listeners, I'm sure, about the Mount Shasta Ski Park. You care to share some of the information about the ski park with us?
Not at all. We got a lot of good stuff
happening. What happened in the last year? Where are we now? What are your the future plans?
Snowfall and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
We haven't had
anybody on here yet.
No. Okay. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Are you ready for the Battle Royale? Wind River Resort and Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. MMA fights are back as Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Battle Royale. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, July 27th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 27th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Resort and Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with the Battle Royale cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. For details on the Battle Royale cage fights, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bond.
Yeah, Yeah, beat that drum.
We are live.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Let's both talk at the same time. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know what? In-store deli and Redding's largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. Okay, let's both read this one. The North State's Nutrition Experts.
Orchard Nutrition 221
Locust Street.
Come on. In Redding.
In Redding. Give them a call at 244-9141. That's our buddies down at North Nutrition. Joe, in fact, I'm taking Joe out to lunch.
I love
today.
Going there and having a sandwich or a quick little thing of pasta.
Let's hurry up and finish this one because okay. My meds are running out.
We here at KCNR 1460 have had a great time talking with Kelly from Anytime Fitness, Kelly Wakeland, and Jim Mullins from Mount Shasta Ski Park about the Volcano Mud Run that's happening this weekend.
Saturday,
and you can go to MountShastaSkiPark.com.
SkiPark.com, not Mount Shasta.
Oh,
SkiPark.com.
SkiPark.com and find out how to register. Jim, tell us about the park.
Well, the Mount Shasta Ski Park was established there in 1985 by a group of businessmen in Mount Shasta. I've been there, my first season there was back in 2006, but I've been the marketing director now for about 6 seasons or so. And I tell you what, in my job, when you have snow, you're a great guy. When you don't have snow, it's a little rough. You know, last 2 years we have low snowfall, but last year we had good early, so we got the good Christmas holiday in, and our crew up there did a great job of making snow and farming snow, we call it, keeping the runs covered for most of the season.
How do you farm snow?
Well, you know, you have snow that's on the outer layers, and you have to keep pushing it in
Whoa.
To the run, pushing it back uphill because it comes down.
Well, how many people do you employ?
300 during the winter.
Oh, that's good. That's a good gig.
When you're making snow like that, I mean, does the snow have a different – I'm not a big skier like that. I've always skied on natural snow, I think. But is there a different type of texture on it or different ways of skiing it?
No. Basically, when you're blowing it, it's just ice crystals. It's a formulation of water and cold temperatures
right.
through a gun, blowing a stream of fine particles into air that mm-hmm. is chilled, that freezes it and just like snowing. But what happens when you blow a big pile of snow, okay, then it has to percolate pretty much. You really settle in and then you move it around with the cats after that.
All right.
So then we push a lot of snow.
Is it, you know, you're talking about fresh snow and then you're talking about snow that's been skied on for a while. So is this more like an icy snow, but it's, or, you know what I mean? It's more compact.
We groom it all the time. No, it's a good snow. It's like a powder, okay. But it packs in. Then we work it with the snow cats and we pack it in and we groom it, you know, the best we possibly can.
So you spend a lot of time out there. You've got people working probably
24 hours a day. Yeah. The night crew comes on at 10 o'clock at night and they usually roll till 6 in the morning.
How many lifts are up there?
We have 3 full triple chairs.
Wow.
Then we have a magic carpet, and then we have a rope tow. But we're replacing that rope tow this year. I'm really excited about this. There's a new 100-yard-long magic carpet right in the base area, which is really going to expand our tubing operation that we started last year. So now the folks that don't normally ski or board can come up, hang out in the lodge, hang out in the bar, get something to eat, and actually hit the tubing hill.
Oh, we are all over that one.
So it's really going to open up the hill to other type of folks that don't normally ski or board.
Do you have a real long, gradual bunny hill?
Yes, we do.
When I get on it, I can go down it for like an hour.
let me tell you what. Our learning center is second to none. We've won awards for our learning center there at the ski park. And our one hill, the Marmot side, really caters to the beginning skier, where you can actually come down and save your family. You enroll them in a lesson. They're with their instructors. You're a decent skier. You take off, ski the other side of the mountains. You're getting a great day in. You meet your kids back at noon. They've already finished the first half of their lesson. They had a great experience. And they get to go up on the lift all the way to the Marmot side. And it's a good over a mile long back down on a green run.
So you all can teach anyone, huh?
Sounds like a challenge to me, Jim. Yeah, I'll tell you
no
what.
No age limit.
We're going to do a radio show there, and on that radio show, we're putting you through our guaranteed learning.
You got it right now. As soon as, you know what?
I'm guaranteed you'll learn in just 1, 2, 3.
Okay, I'll be there, and we'll do it from there. We're going to do this live. Linda does things like, on the radio, like colonoscopies
and mammograms.
Mammograms.
I do.
I'm going to learn to ski.
There we go.
Men rule. Yeah.
Men rule. Kelly Wakeland, thanks so much for being here. Congratulations. I'm sure it's going to be a very successful weekend with your Volcanic Mud Run, Anytime Fitness. And Jim Mullins, we'll be hearing more from you too from the Mount Shasta Ski Park. That's where it's being held this weekend. And you will be contacting us in the winter months about what snowfall is and what's going on. So we're looking forward. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. It sounds like a great time. It really is going to be a great time
Cheers.
Out there. Deanne's are taking photos.
Yeah.
I can prove we were here.
Pretty Deanne.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Hey, when we come back, Francie Sullivan's going to be our guest. And Henry, give us a call back. We wanted to talk, I think, about Anselmo and the board of the board of supervisors. So give us a call right after the news. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. You know, are you having a good time this
morning? I'm having a great time this morning. A great time I this love morning. It when I have expanding thoughts.
Yeah, it's like this, and this is new. This is going to be a great time out there. Okay.
And you're going to ski this year.
We got to run. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. There's a move in Congress to make changes to a big defense spending bill involving Syria and government surveillance. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
One of the amendments on the table in the House this afternoon would block funding for any U.S. military operations in Syria.
If you think that Iraq was a deep, convoluted mess of factions of different religions, Syria is 1,000 times more complicated.
Florida Republican Trey Radel sponsoring the amendment, the White House moving closer to providing military help to some of the rebel groups in Syria. There is also unanimity among some conservatives and liberals when it comes to at least two proposed amendments to the bill. One would cut off funds for some NSA surveillance programs. The other would impose limits on those operations. Dave?
And Rich, Fox News has just confirmed that NSA Director Keith Alexander will go to Capitol Hill to talk to lawmakers in closed session today about that amendment. There's grave concern that this could cut into the U.S.'s ability to track potential terror suspects. Now, Edward Snowden's leaks brought the NSA surveillance to light, and an attorney for him in Moscow, where he remains in limbo at an airport, says Snowden could get temporary asylum in Russia as soon as tomorrow. Britain is still celebrating the royal baby. That's a 41-gun salute for the prince with no name. Fox News Radio Simon Owen live outside Buckingham Palace.
Dave, as well as the gun salute, the bells of Westminster Abbey just down the road from here are being rung for 3 hours in celebration of the royal birth. The baby and parents, Prince William and wife Kate, remain in the hospital, and they've had their first visitors with Kate's parents, Michael and Carol Middleton, stopping by. The royals are expected to leave for home sometime in the next 24 hours. Dave.
Simon, the FDA is cracking down on what it calls illegal treatments for diabetes, sending a letter to 15 companies in the U.S. and abroad to stop selling them. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free OneTouch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-663-6188. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-663-6188. That's 1-800-663-6188.
The ousted president's supporters in Egypt are still angry, and the protests are still turning deadly. Fox News Radio's Emily Withers, live on our Middle East Bureau.
The violence broke out overnight in the capital, Cairo. The police say stones were thrown and gunshots fired. 6 people died and scores were injured. Supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi are continuing a sit-in. They say they won't stop until he's reinstated. Elsewhere in the country's lawless Sinai Desert, 2 people were killed as hardline Islamists fight with security forces. Israel is boosting its rocket defenses on the border in case of a possible attack. Dave?
Emily, life is still tough in western China. Emergency rooms packed after the earthquake that injured more than 1,000 people. 94 died. Tens of thousands of Chinese are living in shelters. More than 20,000 homes were damaged or destroyed. Plans to make horse meat in New Mexico could be slaughtered.
A plan to convert a New Mexico cattle plant into a horse meat slaughterhouse is meeting escalating resistance. The state said it won't renew a wastewater permit without a public hearing, effectively denying it. Former Governor Bill Richardson is adding his voice to the fight, planning to join a lawsuit with the state attorney general. Actor Robert Redford said he will seek to be party to yet another lawsuit, this one filed by the Humane Society. The company behind the slaughterhouse, Valley Meat, says they're a family-owned business that is being unfairly targeted. Bill Vitka, Fox News Radio.
You know who else is facing protests? Snooki of Jersey Shore fame. Some residents in Berkeley Township, New Jersey, want to block her attempt to film a new season of her latest reality show in their town, hiring a lawyer. Fearing a circus-like atmosphere as they rebuild from Hurricane Sandy, Snooki tells them to grow up, get over yourselves, and move on. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 5 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning, July the 23rd. We lost another day.
Today we've got scattered showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. with a partly sunny day with temperatures around 92. Looks like we're going to have lows around 74. Currently 71 degrees in the downtown studios, and the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Out in beautiful Inwood Valley, just 12 miles from Reading. Call them at 474-5546 for reservations. Check out AnselmoVineyards.com. And they have a beautiful wine tasters dinner coming up in October. Don't miss out on that. We went to the last one. It was fabulous.
It was. And now let's join our friends with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, major averages have given up their previous gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 7 points at 15,553. The S&P 500 is off 3 points at 1692. The Nasdaq Composite is down 16 points at 3,584. Some of the day's biggest movers, Abbott Labs, positive 70 cents at 36.5. Ford down 12 cents, trading at $16.92. Barrick Gold up 29 cents at $17.85. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 9 cents at $22.84. North Valley Bank positive a penny at $16.96 per share. Bank of Commerce up 9 cents at $5.04. Treasuries are lower along the curve. The 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.52% and the 30-year bond 3.59. For commodities, gold is down $5.50 an ounce at $1,332. Silver off 22 cents at $20. Crude oil, positive 3 pennies, trading at $106 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on with our Market Minute Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. Give Susan a call there. She'll tell you how to get through that jungle of Wall Street and to come out successful on the other end. That's 243-7561. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Yes, good morning, Carl. I was listening to your comments about the chapel up on the hill up there, and it seems to me like that ought to come under constitutional law. I don't believe that zoning regulations would supersede the right to worship wherever you want to as long as it's private.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, that's one of the things that Anselmo was saying is that, look, this is for private, this is a private chapel on my property that I built at my expense for my family, for the people I invite here. This is not open to the public. Nobody can go in there for services. That's not what it's meant for. It's meant for his family. And he's put in for permits, according to Anselmo. I put in for permits several times. They've drugged their feet. They didn't award it. And then they red tagged it saying that if anybody goes in and uses that chapel for religious purposes, that you can, I guess, be arrested. So
well,
that's what this whole thing's about.
Against the county on a federal level might eliminate the problem.
Well, I think that the feds kicked it back because they said you can't show that you've been harmed by, you know, by that lawsuit. But
well,
so it's back
you are harmed if you got an investment and you're denied the right of worship.
Well, I'm not sure that it's denied him that right, except legally. You know, I think that, you know, the idea of red tagging a chapel because you don't have a permit for your own private chapel is, well, I think that's why they're having this board meeting for the first time in over two decades. They're actually getting this appeals board together, the Board of Building Appeals. Can you imagine? It hasn't met in over 20 years. And
it's supposed to be there for 50 years around here.
Yeah, well, who knows? Anyway,
I know what he's going through.
Anyway, 9 a.m. Friday in the Board of Supervisor chambers, and I'd recommend that people, want people, if nothing else.
A lawyer who's apt in constitutional law.
Well, I'm sure he has that, but I would encourage people that have never seen this in action, this Board of Building Appeals, anybody that's got a problem, you know, getting things done, or that you should go there, if nothing else, to see what the Board of Building Appeals looks like, because you may not see another one in 20 years. Anyway,
well,
thanks a lot, Henry.
Find it's the same old folks.
Well, let's hope we get some more people in there. Okay, thanks a lot, Henry. Got to run.
You bet.
Bye. Thanks. All right, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, Reading City Councilwoman Francie Sullivan's with us. And we've got a lot of things we want to talk about. So we'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526, 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Carl Lindebot. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. My sleep number is 40.
Mine's 55. And, you know, I think I kind of go between 55 and 45, but I am having the best rest of my life.
You know,
it really
is, it's easy to sleep on these beds. And I can't say enough about the people down there at the shop right there. You know,
Sleep
right
Number.
In the Target Shopping Center. They take care of you. The place is there. You go in there and you lay down in a bed with a computer printout that shows where your body is laying and then the pressure points and then what to do with the Sleep Number bed so it takes those pressure points out. You literally sleep better after that. I mean, it has in our life and it's made a difference. And they're having a huge sale down there on their Sleep Number, memory foam and their iSeries bed sets. Now we have the Sleep Number memory foam and we love it. The sale ends July 28th, so head on down there. You know what? Bed is it's a big purchase, but my gosh, you spend, half of your life in the bed. And why not be comfortable? Why not be able to lay there and actually get a good night's sleep and be comfortable and not be fighting it every night? Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. They're located right next to the Vitamin Shop right down there. Tell them that Carl and Linda said that they were sleeping good and that you want to sleep good. Sleep Number, bed. Our guest, Francie Sullivan. Good morning.
Good morning. Lady. You look so wonderful.
Oh. Wow.
Dressed in white and
you
bright.
Good, though. You always look at you ready.
Oh, wow.
Well, you guys are nice people to spend the morning with. This is a good start to a day.
I'm sure that, you know.
Start early with the meds and coffee. Yeah. It's okay.
I think about, and I see you so involved with so many wonderful, worthy causes. You show up. You're there. You're very involved with the now One Safe Place, which has become the new name, which is Shasta. For those who don't know, Shasta Women's Refuge and the Family Justice Center have merged and created a new name, One Safe Place. Share with our listeners before we get into so many things that are going on with the North State, some of the what you have your hand in as far as our charitable organizations here in the North State.
Well, the Women's Refuge, which is now One Safe Place, we have to retrain ourselves to say that. But that is probably the place where I try to spend the most time and feel the most guilty about not spending more time. My husband and I try to take care of the donations and the storage units, and it's really rewarding. It makes you realize what a generous community we live in, and on the other hand, all the needs and the demand for service. And another thing that I am involved in, which is related, I don't know if involved is an appropriate way to describe my, but the Crime Watch, Ed Roman, bless his
heart.
Oh, wow. I attend the meetings. I mean, I can't say I'm much of a contributing member.
Attending is the big thing because it shows activity.
Showing up. I'm that is really my mantra. The world is run by those that show up. But I, part of the whole issue about, not giving to panhandlers, but, giving to the agencies in our community that do take care of our own homeless and our own people in need. And that is something I feel really strongly about because I do see that just with the One Safe Place, that the needs are huge. It's really difficult to have enough services, to have food to feed people, to have enough beds, all those things. And we have all those agencies that actually give help to people. We don't have enough agencies and we don't have enough help, but if people really want to help people who are down on their luck, giving some place where they know it will be spent to actually help someone is really important because that's, we need to do that and we need to not encourage people who have chosen a lifestyle that's not helpful to our community.
Well, that was front page. I was looking for
the
front page of the Record Searchlight today is all about this issue.
Yes.
And people were, doing, graffitiing. And on business. If you had that poster up, which is interesting how they would do that to, because it says, a hand, this is not helping the person by giving them money. If you want to donate money, give it to organizations that will then take care of that thing. And that we've got hundreds of thousands of dollars moving through panhandlers out there that never make it to the right place, and you don't know where that money's going to.
Exactly.
And we've had the lady that runs the homeless activities around here. Really,
Jessica Delaney.
Yeah, Jessica, been on the show a couple of times, and she says, you know, she doesn't even recognize these transients and the panhandlers. She knows the homeless, but she doesn't even know who these people are. So she sees money being given to them that's taken out of the mouths of the children of different agencies that are helping here.
Exactly. So. I mean, and we know that, you know, one of my favorites is People of Progress, who, you know, I mean, I think started when I was still a brunette, and, you know, they take care of everyone that doesn't have mm-hmm. another place to go. They take care of, I guess as my mother would say, the least of us. And so, you know, if you really want to help, go give your little,
give to an organized group, yeah, there is what you're saying.
Give your change to People of Progress. Take your canned goods there that, mm-hmm. you know, take your.
Well, but you're there, you're talking about an organized group that's there to help
exactly.
people and not just.
And does.
And the money, or the it, money goes to an effort with food and clothing and shelter as opposed to drugs.
Yes.
Or
you
alcohol.
Know that absolutely. Not every panhandler is probably doing it for that, but you know for sure if you give to one of our agencies that the help is going to be used for the right thing. And that's really important.
Okay. We're going to take a break. Our guest, Francie Sullivan, Reading City Council, a woman. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about, we've got some questions here about, outdoor activities, believe it or not, here and the, impact on the city. But we also want to talk Turtle Bay, AB 109, your thoughts on that, the release of that. And of course, unfunded liabilities, which seems to have driven Detroit into its bankruptcy and is probably heading its way west. We'll be right back after these messages. Call Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Yeah, let's bounce our way out of here.
Baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, it looks like it's going to hell. You better come inside, let me teach you how to jive and well.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Are you ready for the Battle Royale?
Battle Royale?
Wind River Resort and Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. MMA fights are back as Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Battle Royale. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the event center on Saturday, July 27th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Redding. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits.
This event sells out.
Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 27th, the Event Center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Resort and Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with the Battle Royale cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. For details on the Battle Royale cage fights, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. Welcome back. Yeah, I remember I lost my mind. I think it was on December 14th, 2008. I think I can figure it out almost to the exact minute. It started at 6:58 that morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bob.
This portion of the,
yeah. I was going to say, there's a story there.
I'm not sure. French and I are looking at each other like, was that a compliment or a slam? I'm not sure.
Had nothing to do with you, my love.
Oh.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to get up to 93 today, but this later on this week, 103, 104 again. Alliance Heating and Air. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. We do business with Alliance Heating and Air. We have never, ever been disappointed. They do great work. They're out there to help you, Martin and his team. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Been around since 1992. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Francie Sullivan, Reading City Councilwoman. I've got a lot of questions here. The thing's been going on in the city. Just a question that came in from one of our people in the chat room is, there's been a lot of promotion for outdoor events.
Yes.
And up here in North State, as it should be. Do you see that having a negative effect as more and more people come in to the Reading area and the North State area as far as clogging up our trails and rivers and all that?
Well, certainly there's a cost associated with people using all these things. And unfortunately, I'm the litter nag. I say somewhat tongue-in-cheek, well, I guess totally tongue-in-cheek that I believe in capital punishment for littering, but I think, you know, personally, I've always thought that tourists were, like, great people to pay for our services. I'm glad we charge a TOT. I know, you know, I mean, the hotel owners got together and raised that and helped pay for the hilltop improvements. I think that's, so I think having tourists come to town and spend money on our stores and our restaurants and help us, those of us who stay here all the time have lots of good stuff is a great thing. I really am enraged about litter and all those kinds of things, and I carry a plastic bag with me when I hike around and things.
Good
and
for you.
If we all did that, I mean, yeah. That is actually, I'm not a mother, but I must have a lot of that mother nagging stuff pent up or something. Because I do think, you know, I'm frustrated by people who don't clean up in front of their property and don't.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's somebody else's paper cup, go out and pick it up. Pull the weeds.
Wouldn't that be nice if we could get people that are taking assistance from the state and the county and the city, have them show up, you know, for that day with a big black trash bag full of stuff?
Prerequisite.
Full of trash.
Prerequisite. We'll help you out, but we need you to help us out.
Yeah.
But the only time we really carry a plastic bag is when we're walking Elk Killer and we know that we need to clean up her mess.
Which you would think most people would want to do, but
I know, that's the same thing.
Isn't it weird? How they'll let their dog just go to the bathroom on the trail?
Yeah,
and then not even.
We just need to regroup about that. You know, I mean, when I was a kid, it was a big deal to get to take their grocery cart back, and you know, people didn't leave things for other people to clean up. Kind of that stuff.
It's
a
sense of responsibility.
Yeah,
we are training out of.
But
our
you
society.
Were taught that
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It was a good brownie. Were you a brownie or a girl? Absolutely. Then that's what
at
you did.
4-H, all of
yes.
it. And a mother who said, "You know, you don't throw your gum wrapper down. What are you thinking?"
Yes. Well, one of the projects we had as brownies, and I'll say this: back in the '60s, in Pleasant Placerville, was that we worked on the roadways and we picked litter up. And it was like there was pride in cleaning up your roadway, and I'll never forget that. That was instilled in me in fourth or fifth grade. So yeah. I don't know if they would do it today because of insurance or whatever. You could get hurt.
But mostly we just need people not to generate it.
Right.
We need people to, you know, pick up after themselves. We need mamas to teach that
right.
to their kids.
Right. And, you know. Right. Well, we have.
Y'all finished talking about brownies?
Yeah,
well,
I know. Sorry. Off on a tangent. I love you.
If there's anything wrong with brownies, it's a good thing. Brownies, Boy Scouts. You know, I'm such an advocate of, you know, leadership for our children.
Yes.
Okay. We've got like 2 minutes here before we have to take another break. So, Francie, AB 109. Looks like we're going to be releasing another 10,000 prisoners in the state unless a miracle happens, which I don't think is going to happen.
Seems like they've fought all the good fights they can to stop that.
Our crime rate has risen in
Redding. Crime rate.
Well, it's dropped, but it's still, which is what, Rob Play is going to talk about tomorrow, but it spiked and then it's dropped down, but it's still higher than it used to be.
Yes.
So
certainly.
What do you think is going to happen here with this one? What is your ideas on maybe helping the police in our community with this new influx of people coming in?
Boy, that's a huge topic. I mean, that is it, and it is a huge interspersed mess because it goes to the issue of some of the homeless in our community. I mean, it's, you know, or the transients. And you know, maybe I should be ashamed to say this, but a little bit of time being grateful I'm not on the Board of Supervisors, because jails are one of the things that are part of the state mandate. Those are things that are counties are required to provide, and this is really a challenge. I've had several law enforcement people tell me they think ultimately AB 109, the intent of not sending so many people to prison, may be a better plan in the long term, but in the short term, this immediate influx of people is pretty tough. I think we have a good team of people in our county working on that. I think our law enforcement agencies here work real well together, which wasn't always the case, and I think they all deserve kudos for that.
Okay, we're going to have to break for the news here, but that's a good start on some of these things. But I want to talk about that. I want to talk about Turtle Bay when we get back. We'll be right back after the news. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. It's something you rarely see in Washington. Tea Party conservatives and liberal Democrats on the same page as the House debates the defense bill.
One amendment would restrict NSA surveillance to only those people specifically targeted.
If the NSA did not see that statement on the court order, then no funds could be used to execute that order.
Michigan Republican Justin Amash's other amendment would bar the NSA from storing records of your phone calls and emails.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. He's only been here about 24 hours, but the royal baby getting about 3 hours of these. Those are bells at Westminster Abbey in London, ringing for Prince William and Kate's son, born yesterday. No name announced yet. And Brewer slugger and former National League MVP Ryan Braun gets a 65-game suspension for violating baseball's drug program. Fox News, we report, you decide.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak?
Excuse me, I need to interrupt here. Jack's Grill is on the hunt for any stories about the two early owners of Jack's Grill, Jack Young and Fats Wolf. If you have stories, bring it in to Jack's or email them and claim your Jack's reward. Rewards are offered at Jack's Grill's discretion and subject to change at Don's whim.
Jack's Grill, a Redding landmark for 75 years, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Redding.
You'll be dancing in the aisles this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Kids Unlimited Music and Dance Extravaganza at the Reading Civic. Support the talent of our local youth as they sing, dance, and act their way into your heart with some of the greatest music from the 90s. You'll think you're attending Broadway's smash hit of the season. Kids Unlimited. You've never seen anything like it. Kids Unlimited, changing our local children's lives in Reading for years to come. Tickets on sale now at ReadingCivic.com and proudly sponsored by Waterworks Park.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous? Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526-244-PLAN.
Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman. On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational. We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Person.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:35 in the morning. Good morning. 73 degrees out there. It's going to get up to like 93, 94.
Yeah, good morning. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Looks like we're going to have a slight chance of thunderstorms after 11 a.m. Scattered showers as well. And tonight, temperatures reaching around 74. The weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, but this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's last stronghold.
That's right.
Right there, great people down there. Just have a good time getting a haircut. What's wrong with having a good time getting a haircut? Nothing. Nothing. You know, you girls go down there for hours and have a great time. We go down there for minutes and have a great time. Anyway, that's Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue.
Okay, well, we love our chat pack here at KCNR 1460, and we do call them the chat pack. People asking questions. And, you know, Francie, you're a councilwoman and been sitting on the council, and something that's really on a lot of people's minds is to do or not to do the Turtle Bay issue. It's an issue. How are you feeling about that? I'm talking about the hotel. I'm talking about changing of properties.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think a lot of people are kind of not really exactly sure what's going on, because it's, unless you attend the meetings and really read the information, it's kind of loose ends out there about where, what does this all mean?
I couldn't agree with you more. I've suggested that Skyrider should have been hired or something. There should have been, I don't think by the city council, but I wish that the people trying to solve this and more intimately involved had started off with a publicity campaign or a public relations campaign, because I think one of the things that is causing a lot of concern in the community is the lack of information and the lack of understanding about how Turtle Bay has been funded and who's been paying to keep the door open, which is the McConnell Foundation. And I know we, from many of the speakers that spoke at have been speaking at city council meetings, that people don't understand that. They think that city staff over there, and there is virtually no money going to Turtle Bay from the city. I mean, as we were just talking, Carl, about you know, police and fire and public safety, and you know, how difficult it is just for us to do that right now. Certainly, before I was on the council, a decision was made that paying for things like the museums was not something that they could continue to do. And you think about, you know, back a million years ago when I lived in Palo Cedro, one of my favorite things was the Reading Art Museum, which was just unbelievable. I mean, we had art shows here that people in San Francisco are dying to see. We just had amazing stuff. The Carter House, which was started by my friend Marcia Howe and Gary Mattson. And, you know, we just had great stuff. So then it moved to Turtle Bay, and I think I read that when that was started with the Alliance of Museums, the city was contributing $800,000 a year. That was a while ago, when I think actually $800,000 was real money, you know. But
that's when $800,000 was worth $250,000. Yeah. Now it's worth, who knows? Okay.
So, you know, it's really a challenge. I think that Turtle Bay is an amazing asset. I actually was there yesterday. A friend was here visiting from Washington, D.C. His mother lived in Whitmore forever, and he spent a lot of time here. And I said, you know, when's the last time you walked across the Sundial Bridge? And, you know, so we, I mean, and you know, he spends a lot of time here, but he just hadn't actually been out there. And then we stopped and had a cup of coffee, and, you know, it's just breathtaking. Every time I do that, I think, why don't I do this every day?
So the city doesn't provide any money to Turtle Bay then?
No, we do not.
Do they provide
now, people will point out there is a tiny little bit of money through Shasta Cascade Wonderland for a part-time person. I think it's part-time. A person who's there answering questions about tourism.
Yeah, exactly.
Bonnie Sharp.
What about the is there a deal on electricity there?
No. In fact, I you know, it scares me to state all those things as definitive facts. In fact, one of the things I've been trying to do is read every single bit of documentation with my own eyes rather than, but I've been told that they pay a fair price. They pay the regular price.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, see.
On utilities. So they're. So,
yeah. And the reason I ask you is kind of like a tiebreaker, because I'll ask one by, no. And then.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I try and get a tiebreaker someplace in there.
Well, you know what? That actually was kind of the dilemma I found myself in, because we're getting just bombarded with information from outside sources, all of whom have strong opinions, and, you know.
Of course.
And finally I said, you know what, I just want to see all the papers.
Right.
So I've read the original lease agreement. I've read the Department of Industrial Relations.
We rely on you all to do that because, that's why you're elected. Now, the Turtle or McConnell Foundation wants to buy 14-plus acres, 14.6, something like that. First of all, it was going to be a trade for the 88 acres of land that they had, but I think everybody agreed that that was not going to be a fair trade.
Exactly. Well, it was never intended. I mean, it was never presented to us as a straight across trade. It was that piece of property, and then the appraisal would be done, and there was never an assumption that that would be an even trade.
So then the next thing that's come up. There's been a variety, but the latest one is buying 14.5 acres or whatever on the appraised value of it being leased property. Is that correct?
You know, I do want to just back up a minute.
Sure.
Because the original request from McConnell was to purchase the property.
Right.
And then I believe one of the city council members suggested or perhaps trading. And the first time that we discussed this in the city council meeting, I think the first time we discussed this, we actually on a 5-0 vote voted to continue negotiations for either a purchase or a trade, with a desired, it was desired that it be kept to 5 acres. That was preferable.
Right. You're right.
But we didn't make it mandatory. So that is, so
that was
this,
a 5-0 vote on
and
that.
So I just want to be clear that the selling it is not a new concept. That was
the original
concept. So, and I'm sorry, then you asked
me. Well, let's take a quick break and come back. It's 14 plus acres that they want to purchase, and they want to have it appraised at with the lease on it. And people are opposing that, including the unions. And we'll just kind of leave it right there, and we'll address that one as soon as we get back from the break. Carl Linda Bott, Francie Sullivan, Reading City Councilwoman, is our guest today. We'll be right back.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at novb.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Are you considering replacing your roof? Installing radiant barrier roof sheathing rejects 95% of the sun's radiant heat, decreasing the amount of heat transferred into your attic, which can reduce your summer cooling costs 5-10%. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kind of doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County. This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. That's right, a staycation. How about a staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor? Check out the houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. They have a package deal to fit any type of budget. Come on out and have fun. Give them a call at 238-2383. Or visit them out there at Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina out there on the lake. Or go look at their website at lakeshasta.com. Linda and I are heading out there with the staff. We're going to have a day or a weekend out on the lake. We're going to do a remote from there. So I'll tell you what kind of great fun we're having. I'll be here in the next couple of weeks. That's Holiday Harbor, 238-2383. Our guest, Francie Sullivan, Reading City Councilwoman. We're talking Turtle Bay. You all have voted to let the process, you and, Misty MacArthur and Rick Bassetti have voted to move the process forward in the sense of looking at the appraisal.
Continuing the negotiation.
Right. Now, one of the big things, and we talked about it during the break.
You know, there's so much misinformation. So, the initial, request was to buy as much as all 57 acres and they would just take total responsibility for the Turtle Bay Museum.
It started out as five, now it's up to 14.
Yeah.
Now, it seems like the big one here right now is that McConnell Foundation is saying we want to have this property appraised under the present lease, that it's on. In other words, this property is tied up for the next 90 years in the lease. And that's the way it should be appraised. The opposition is saying, wait a minute, that's your property. And if you get a fair market value, you've got to take the lease off. The unions have said, if you don't do the appraisal without the lease, then we're going to sue. And we're going to sue the, McConnell Foundation, and we're going to sue the city. McConnell Foundation has said, well, we're going to indemnify the city. Is the last thing I heard.
Yes.
But it still looks like the city's going to be pulled into this. At least by the last statements I heard.
I think that's a likely outcome. I think the appraisal issue is, I think the proper way to say this is a legal issue. I mean, realtors and real estate appraisers there is a method that is used for appraising property that has a lease on it, and that's a standard practice, and that's what will be used. So, I'm not the expert on that, but there isn't going to be anything unusual done here. We've you know, we've been, they put out an RFP for an appraiser. We will have an independent, our own city appraisal done.
This is being paid, though, by McConnell Foundation. From
yes, it is. But we,
you get to pick.
But we are picking them. They have nothing to do with that. And I believe they're looking at an appraiser from outside the area.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, and probably local realtors would have an opinion about the status of property with a lease on it, because there is a lease on it. I mean, that's a fact. So how that appraiser will view that.
We don't know.
But
obviously it's going to be at a lower, it's going to come in at a lower appraisal for lease land than freestanding land.
The value of the land is the value of the land.
Yeah. But a lease on it is going to make it somewhat lower. I mean, just
and
by,
there is a lease on it.
And
so
there is a lease
yeah.
on it. So, no, that, and
yeah,
that's, and,
yeah.
that, and I believe that yeah. is, you know, yeah. there's the crux of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is that the unions are saying, and we're going to have the unions on here next week, is that, the lease is there, but as soon as they buy the property, the lease is gone. Now the property automatically is worth more. So.
Well, I didn't come to be an advocate for one side or the other, but I do think, I mean, I've been trying to be as informed as I can about all this. And I think one thing that's getting kind of lost in this is, again, this property is under a lease. It has a lot of restrictions on it. Also, there's a general plan and a specific plan. And so there's an awful lot of restrictions on this real estate. And certainly anything is possible if you have enough time and enough money. And I guess they could put, you know, I can't even think of roller derby rink or something down there, but they would have to go through the entire city process to do that. They can't, you know, as anybody in Reading that's trying to do something with a piece of property can tell you, they have to go over and, you know, go through the entire planning process.
That's a whole show in itself.
There you go. So, you know, so the idea that they can, you know, the restrictions on this dirt all say this can only be used for a public facility, and very specifically can only be used for the use of Turtle Bay. So it would have to, you know, it could be used, somebody else could buy it, but they'd have to give the profits to Turtle Bay, I think, is the way I read it.
Okay. And so, but you know, you kind of like led into the other question that people have asked is,
yes,
after they get the property, they could do anything they want with it. But one of the things we discussed during the break was, they might be, you know, yes, it would be the codicil for as far as being leased land is gone. But you would have to follow the general plan that's down there, that it has to be in support of this. And to change that, you'd have to change the whole charter of that, and it'd have to go through the city council. It would have to be voted for all this. So it's a
it would be a general plan amendment,
right,
as I understand it, which is huge.
Yeah,
I mean, that's,
and that's,
you know,
the way
you know,
I heard
state
it,
law
too.
Only allows you to do that on occasion.
Okay.
So it's, you know, so I think in my mind there are a lot of safeguards. I think the other thing is just in our community – you know, what, I mean, I've been asking this. People are so cynical about what might happen, and that McConnell is buying this to, I don't know, turn it into whatever. As far as I know, they don't have a history of doing that. I can't imagine why they would go through all of this just to get that property and then sell it for something else. They've been keeping Turtle Bay open. They've been spending $1.5 million a year to keep Turtle Bay open. So, to buy this with some duplicitous, you know, plan to do something else with it doesn't
make sense.
Doesn't seem likely to me.
Unless there's something there that we don't know about. And
I know.
But then you get into UFOs landing.
And black
helicopters.
Maybe there's something about the fear of the others. And what we need to do is not have that. We need to all be in it together and realize that, you know, let's just try to be on the positive side here and think that, you know, there are people in this wonderful North State here that really want the best to grow our community in a prosperous and a positive light. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Slow down, you move too fast. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock.
Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. If you are a post-9/11 veteran who served active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, I want you to know that Homeward Bound is here for you. Homeward Bound offers a variety of local services for you and your family, such as family counseling, emergency services, job search, vehicle assistance, just to name a few. And we offer a place of solidarity for you and your family. Our offices are co-located at 3711 Meadowview Drive, Suite 100, with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which honors our veterans from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. The hours we are open are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or services, or if you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound, please call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
Company, Northern Lights Energy. Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank everyone for your business. We just got another load of propane bottles in and a few more forklift tanks, so come by and fill up before the price goes up. We have ethanol-free 93, two-cycle oil, bulk oil in our container or yours. We have in Redding clear diesel and gasoline. The construction is done, so bring your boats and motorhomes in, and we'll take care of you. If you're thinking about an on-demand kerosene hot water heater, give Johnny a call, and he'll work you up an estimate. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to a real person and not a recorder. In Corning, Weaverville, and in Redding, on Saturday, open till 3:30 at 273 and Wyndham Lane. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeMott. Good morning. 8:55 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. They get all their water from the base of Mount Shasta from their own protected springs there. And that their spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website, mountshastaspringwater.com. We use it here in the studios, which kind of explains, we bounce off the walls because it's so pure.
You're not drinking that delicious city of Redding water?
Well, frankly, we bathe in it.
When our pipes are working. Tonight, Tuesday, of course, July 23rd, the Redding Colt 45s are going to be making their final home game of the summer, this 2013 season with Fan Appreciation Night. The game is 7 p.m. and the Colt 45s will be up against the Redding Tigers, a team made up of local players. As part of Fan Appreciation Night, the Colt 45s are going to be expecting a public thank you to the season's host families. Additionally, the host families and staff will have use of Tiger Phil's party pavilion tonight. Yeah,
so they're going to be saying thank you to everybody. Yes. And this is the last game of the season, and we have broadcast every home game, every Saturday night game for the whole season. We're very proud of our broadcaster, and we're very proud of the city here that supported it, and we're proud of our Colt 45s. They didn't have a good year this year, but you know what? Next year.
Hey, okay. I'm just thrilled. I think the mayor, Rick Bassetti, and Paul Barrington deserve all the kudos in the world. We went Friday night, and, Redding's such a perfect place for baseball. It's just gorgeous in the evening to be outside.
Beautiful night. Yes. And so if you go tonight, which we hope you do, and you give your ticket, there's raffles. There are multiple sets of Oakland A's tickets that are going to be given away tonight, as well as signed baseball caps and stuff like that. So it's going to be a fun, great fan appreciation.
Francie Sullivan has been our guest, the Reading City Councilwoman. We've only got a couple minutes left. We've chewed on Turtle Bay here. I don't even know if we can even begin to address this, but the unfunded liabilities, $300 million worth. We just saw Detroit come apart. We've seen other cities going into this, and a lot of it is because of the, CalPERS, retirements, healthcare, and all that, that people just, we don't have the money to pay for that right now. We're facing that. Is there, I know you almost talk about that. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, we had someone come and do a presentation to us a couple of months ago, I guess, or time flies, but about our own, issues with, where we were. But I guess I think that's a bit of a, the cities that have gone bankrupt or applied for bankruptcy. I'm not quite sure how to word that,
but it wasn't simply
over retirement. I mean, right. For instance, Stockton, I mean, they made a lot of really poor decisions, some might say, in terms of spending on public projects that they really couldn't afford and hadn't figured out how to pay. And the same with Detroit. I mean, I think pensions are part of their dilemma, but it's from years of not planning. In the city of Reading, I think that we're really lucky that we've had professional managers who knew how to manage the money. And we are in, I mean, the deal about the unfunded liability is you need to have a payment plan, not to have all that money in the bank. It's like a mortgage. And I think if people think of it like a mortgage, it's not as terrifying.
So, and Francie, you're saying is then we have the plan. It's there to pay all this off as we go through. Okay. That's a little glow of optimism there that we want to keep as we finish today.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being with us today. We're going to be talking, Shasta Lake tomorrow. So good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people
Fox
well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A Capitol Hill showdown over NSA surveillance as some lawmakers try to rein in government snooping by adding amendments to a defense bill. The effort driven by Tea Party and liberal House members. But now there's a big pushback. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, two of those amendments would cut off funds for some NSA surveillance programs and impose limits on the ops. Right now there's big concern not just about the amendments, but about the debate over the amendments. NSA Director Keith Alexander is talking to lawmakers behind closed doors. He says that even public discussion could undermine our ability to track potential terror suspects. Also, the chair and ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee say that any move to defund the NSA surveillance program would be unwise. Lisa?
Rich, immigration also on the agenda in a House committee holding a hearing on illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, considering legal status for them but not their parents.